Hi, it's Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. The title of this interview is called The Real Reason Most People Struggle with Weight. Look, if you go to a doctor when you're overweight, they'll probably tell you eat right and exercise in order to become healthy. But since most people have no idea what that means, they usually go home, watch some TV, and sign up for the first diet they see on a commercial without doing any research to find out if it's actually good for them. And since most of these diets involve starvation as a way to lose the weight, you won't be just losing fat when you're on them, you'll also be losing muscle. So when you go off that diet, you can expect to gain your weight back quicker and even more of it. The good news is this spiral effect doesn't have to happen. And in this interview with KC Krejci, author of Super Health Diet, The Last Diet You'll Ever Need, you'll hear how to stop the crazy yo-yo dieting, lose weight the right way, and keep it off for good. You'll also hear a shocking look at the average annual fat and sugar intake humans eat versus what we were eating 100 years ago. You'll hear about the 7 keys to an abundant life and how to use them to achieve that life, including any weight loss goal you may have. You'll also hear an at-glance look at foods you need to be eating and the ones you should be avoiding. You'll also hear why KC says meditation and prayer should be a part of everyone's good health routine and a study that proves it works. You'll hear about a nutritional lesson you can learn from the way farmers fatten their cattle. Hint, you might be fattening yourself by eating the quickest and cheapest meals possible. You'll hear the different scientific theories about what works when it comes to diets and how KC's diet incorporates all of them to help people lose weight the right way. You'll also learn about the only exercise that really works when you want to lose weight. But if you think it's the treadmill, think again. KC says that's actually the worst of all. KC says just because you lose weight initially when you start a diet doesn't mean that diet is going to work for you in the long run. In fact, most people lose a little weight just from the placebo effect alone. However, there are proven scientific steps you can take if you want to gain control of your weight and keep the pounds off for good. And in this audio, you'll hear all about them. Now let's get going.
Hi, this is Chris Costello, and I've teamed up with Michael Senoff to bring you the world's best health-related interviews. So if you know anyone struggling with their weight, with cancer, diabetes, ADHD, autism, heart disease, or other health issues, send them over to Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. And we are talking with KC Krejci, author of The Super Health Diet, The Last Diet You Will Ever Need. KC, thank you so much for joining us today.
It is my pleasure.
So I am glad to hear this is the last diet because it sounds like, according to your book, there's 50 million people out there going on diets in the U.S.
Isn't that amazing? These are the same people recycling through the various diets, so it's not like 50 million different folks.
It is amazing, and the obesity rates are just skyrocketing. There's a lot of concern about our kids and how overweight they're getting. So I really am excited about sharing this information in your book. It's a really well-rounded, comprehensive book on weight loss. And if you would, you know, what are some of the key things that people have to look to in weight loss programs?
Well, you know, it's a very complex subject because the human body is so fantastically made. And what happens is that, say, 100 years ago, the average sugar intake was 5 pounds per year. Mom would make an apple pie or they would get a treat at the candy store from time to time. But now sugar has become a staple. You have any idea what the annual average intake of sugar per person is in the U.S. this day?
I just heard this the other day, the same as their weight.
Yes, they're eating their weight in sugar. So it's on the average 150 to 170 pounds, and somebody is eating yours and my sugar. So we have a huge issue here. This is just one of the pieces. The body does not know how to deal with that extra sugar because it isn't designed to have it. The body's designed to have 500 grams of glycogen stored in the muscles, 100 grams in the liver, and then there's just a teaspoon in the blood. So when somebody sits down and drinks a soft drink with 9 grams of sugar in it, it's basically like driving up to the gas station and you fill your car till it clicks a few times and then it runs down the side of the car. Then you roll the back window down and you fill the back seat. So the body has about as much capacity to deal with the extra sugar and extra fuel that people are putting in their body as the car does the gas in the back seat.
Right. And Casey, if you think about it too, it's like never before in human history have human beings had such access to the sugar and the fat-laden processed type foods. I mean, this is new, really.
Yes, it's new. And there's hundreds and hundreds of different chemicals the body has never even seen before. So you ask, what is the secret? Well, they come home from the doctor. The doctor says, hey, your blood pressure is too high, your blood sugar is too high, and you're overweight, so you're going to have to start eating right and exercising. So the guy goes home and tells his wife, the doctor says, I need to eat right and exercise. And they both look at each other, well, what does that mean? Well, neither one of them really knows what eat right is or what kind of exercise really is going to get it done, how much, when, and so on. So they look at the last commercial they saw for the biggest weight loss system out there and say, that's right, I'm going to go to this weight loss system, and I'm going to lose the weight. And then they go to the weight loss system. They haven't done any research to know whether that's low glycemic or that's low carbohydrate, whether that is high protein, or what kind of diet are they getting into and how might that be good for them or not good for them. They just go for the marketing. As you see in the book, I have covered a myriad of diet systems, diet books, pills, procedures, clinics, spas, and so on, and what their approaches are to weight loss. But what came to me very clear, there has to be an agreement somewhere about what is the most effective way for weight loss. So the real first thing people need to look at is that it is not really about weight loss. Because if it's about weight loss, then you're going to be one of those people that keep rotating through the various diet systems and diet books and diet foods and so on, who never end up getting to the weight they want to get because they lose the weight and they go back to doing what they've been doing. And as you know, the definition of insanity is very clear, doing the same thing and expecting a different result. So they go back to what they were doing before and they get worse than they were to start with because oftentimes these diets will promote muscle loss and not fat loss. So then when they get to the end of the goal, they start back slowly to their old system and now they don't have the muscle, the metabolic engine that they once had. And so now they're putting on extra fat and that extra fat becomes an endocrine organ that essentially it makes you not want to work out. It makes more muscle loss and makes more fat gain. So it's a spiral that people are on.
And many people for their whole lives. And so, Casey, what are some of the things that you found that just were really critical key elements of any kind of weight loss program with any sanity in it?
Well, the truth is that people are drinking hidden calories up to 15% of their total calories. So the first thing everybody listening right now needs to do is evaluate what you're drinking instead of water. My first book outlines 7 keys. If you follow those 7 keys, you'd have abundant life and you'd live longer and you'd have years to your life and life to your years and that sort of thing. But hydration was one of them, and I was able to demonstrate that people are literally choosing other fluids or liquids instead of water. And those things oftentimes either carry calories or chemicals that your body doesn't need or want that actually contributes to weight gain in a way that people don't even realize. So that's the number one thing they ought to look at. But then I looked at nutrition. I said, you know, I was a fat kid. I went through these diet plateaus and ups and downs through my adult life. And I tried so many of these diets back in the 80s, the Atkins, Eat to Win and Eat to Succeed and all these other things, you know, Fit for Life and so on. And all of them have some amount of truth in them. But the truth is, there are things missing in all of them. So I wanted to know, what does the literature say in nutrition that actually works and nobody argues against it? So the first thing that actually works that nobody argues against is that if you will just cut the calories by 40%, you'll extend life, delay disease, enhance performance, optimize weight, increase mental clarity, and so on, increase performance. The virtual fountain of youth comes from just cutting the calories of the garbage food that people are already eating. Now, obviously, that's not a long-term prescription, but that is a highly effective one. But guess what? Nobody really wants to be hungry enough to cut their calories by 40%. In fact, people have gone the other way, increased their calories by 20% over the last 10 years alone. So the piece of cutting your calories, and then there's a piece called calorie restriction with optimal nutrition. So you cut the calories and you max out the nutrients, and now everybody knows in about 2,000 research studies from a single cell organism all the way up to primates and now even in humans, we've seen dramatic life extension, disease delaying, fat optimization. That's just fantastic to the point now where no credible scientist will really argue, does that work? Now the argument is, why does it work? So you got one group on one side says, well, the reason it works is if you cut the calories, you actually reduce the oxidative stress on the body. So lower oxidative stress or higher broad-spectrum antioxidants in the diet should give you the same results as cutting the calories. And they have done studies that actually shown that that is the case. And so then you go to the other group of scientists, they say, well, wait a minute. The reason low calorie works is if you cut the sugar and the glycemic response, it gives you a similar response as lowering the overall calories because less calories equals less response in the body. And they've done studies now to show that, in fact, also works. And then you got the fourth group that says, wait a minute, if you just give the right healthy fats, for instance, fish oil, the right fish oil can extend life and do all the things we're talking about without changing a thing about your diet. So now that sounds confusing also because now you got four seemingly diametrically opposed systems that years ago I figured out you could actually integrate those four things together into a system which I call the four corners of superfood nutrition. Add these corners together, and you got more clinical research pointing in the direction that people really want to go than any other dietary system in the history of man.
For more interviews on health, mind, body, and spirit, go to Michael Senoff's hardtofindseminars.com. And that's great that you put those together like that, because you're right. I mean, there's so much different information out there. And one of the things you also talk about are the at-a-glance foods to eat and avoid. And I'd love to hear what those are just for people that are listening and want to really kickstart their weight loss.
Well, I mean, people need to eat half their food in vegetables primarily. I mean, at least half their food in vegetables, living foods, eat greens instead of grains and so on. So if people are eating greens, then they're really stimulating their body and they're giving themselves so much advantage over eating, say, grain like a corn. So corn actually is not a really healthy food when it makes up any large percentage of the diet, because what do they give cattle when they go into a feedlot? Well, they go into the feedlot at 350 pounds, and they feed them corn every day, and they come out at 750 pounds. It's not a health food. People think that corn is a vegetable, and it's even in the mixed vegetables, but it really shouldn't be, because it is a grain, and it's causing people to gain weight and body fat like they don't want. So there's so many examples of superfoods like blueberry, strawberry, raspberry, cranberry, spirulina, broccoli. All of these superfoods have known disease-fighting roles in the body, and when we don't get those kinds of foods, and we replace them with foods like we talked about, like grains and fast foods and things that are in the middle aisles of the grocery store, the packaged stuff, then you're really causing destruction in the body, and it really is a spiral that is hard to break.
You focus on exercise and meditation and prayer as being really important parts of weight loss, and I'd love to hear you talk about that a little bit.
Seeing people all day long on the treadmill, and they just don't seem to lose any weight. And exercise on a treadmill, cardiovascular exercise, is very good for you. But it really is not a weight loss activity, because what we found is that the actual calories burnt during a slow-term cardio exercise like treadmill or longer running, for instance, it actually increases the appetite enough to offset all calories burned during the exercise. So people feel really good about themselves, and they drink this blast of sports drink after their exercise, and then they go have a larger meal than they otherwise would. And they're actually upside down in the activity. So the thing that actually shows to burn fat is what's called high intensity interval training. So that would be like, if instead of swimming, you know, 50 laps in the pool slow, if you would swim 50 meters as fast as you can, and then when you're done, you get your breath back and swim it again, and you do it 6 to 10 times, it's actually better for you than a long run or a long, slow cardio activity, and it's really fantastic in the way it really expands your endurance and so on. So there are things in exercise. Also, we talk about a system where you don't need a gym, or a system of doing flexing and bending in certain ways to exercise every muscle in the body in a way that you could be an athlete and do it, or you could just be a housewife and do it, and it's really a powerful, powerful system. So we lay all that out for you and how to do it and the research studies behind it and so on. And then you talk about meditation and prayer. That is two of the seven keys. It's hydration, nutrition, exercise, stress, sleep, environmental hazards, and meditation and prayer. And the first position I wanted to show people was that the scientific literature does back up the validity of meditation and prayer. In fact, we know that people who meditate, the people who go to church, actually live longer. They have lower respiration rates, lower heart rates, better health in general, and generally live longer and lower stress in their life. So we know medically that it's a powerful process. We also know that there's something called the placebo effect, and this I want to leave everybody with, think about this, is that the placebo effect is a valid clinical effect that's in every medical study out there, because they have to compare a nutrient or a drug with a nothing to see the difference. So giving a fake pill actually creates a response in the body, and we now know that you can give a fake pill and tell them it's a fake pill, and they still can get a positive response. So we're talking about in the dietary world, how that works is you can go on about any diet system out there. You can go on it and get a positive response for a time. You can lose weight on just about any system or any book that you pick up, because you have applied some level of faith to that system. But real power comes when you add the faith to something that's actually true, like we talked about the four corners of superfood nutrition. When you can apply that effect to something that is true, now you have a long-term effect that can really have a profound influence on your life on a long-term basis. So that is a really powerful tool that people can use in their life, is discover the truth, and the truth will set them free, so to speak. So there have been studies also, Georgetown University, Duke University, Duke did a study on prayer that showed that the patients that were put on a cardiac surgery list, half of them were quietly, secretly put on a prayer list worldwide, and the other half were not, and none of them were told. And the ones that were on the prayer list had 50% less side effects clinically, and that's statistically significant by any measure. So these are all parts. You've heard body, soul, and spirit. It all comes together. It's all important as it pertains to weight optimization, as it pertains to health and anti-aging and so on.
Powerful stuff, Casey. And if people want to get a hold of you and find out more about the Super Health Diet, how do they do that?
They can go to livingfuel.com. That's www.livingfuel.com. Or you can pick up the Super Health Diet, the last diet you'll ever need, everywhere books are sold.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
It was a pleasure. God bless you. Have a great day.
Hi, it's Michael Senoff, and that is the end of our interview with Casey on weight loss. I hope you found it helpful. For more great interviews on health, marketing, and wellness, go to my site, Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com.